Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read you from Isaiah chapter 37 and talk to you about knowing whom you pray to. Here we go, Isaiah 37, beginning at verse 14, where we read this. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Hezekiah, king of Judah, was faced with the most serious crisis of his reign. The mighty Assyrian army had already conquered the northern kingdom of Israel and many other kingdoms, and it was now circled outside the walls of Jerusalem. The leader of the Assyrian army tried to make Hezekiah surrender. And eventually, he sent a letter to the king of Judah to discourage him from continuing his resistance. When Hezekiah got that letter, he did exactly what any follower of God should do. It says, Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. He took it to the house of the Lord, to the outer courts, not to the holy place. And he spread it out before the Lord. And in this, Hezekiah boldly and effectively fulfilled what would be a later command in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, where we're told to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Friends, to be a leader among God's people means that you're going to receive some nasty letters. Well, what should you do with them? Often the best thing to do is to simply throw them away, especially if they are anonymous. But if they are to be read and kept, they should be spread before the Lord, as if to say, Lord, show me what is there in this letter that I need to hear. Show me what I need to disregard. Help me to see beyond this person's sinful manner or tone and see if you have something in this for me. I heard the story once of one old preacher who received a letter with no sender or no return address on the envelope. When he opened it, he saw a single piece of paper with only one word on it. It said, fool. He took it to the pulpit with him the next Sunday, and he said, I've received an unusual letter this week. Never before have I received a letter where the writer signed his name but forgot to write anything else. Now, that was that preacher, at least in the story. But with Hezekiah, in his response, he spoke to God in the manner of a true believer, in the way someone who really knows God will pray. Look at all the ways that Hezekiah referred to God in just these few verses. First, he called God, O Lord of hosts. Now, this title for our God essentially means Lord of armies. Hezekiah was in a crisis that was primarily military in nature. So it made sense for him to address the Lord first according to the aspect of God's nature that was most needful for him. Lord of armies, please send some troops to help us. Secondly, he referred to the Lord as the God of Israel. This title for God reminded Hezekiah and the Lord also, in our human way of understanding, that the Lord God was the covenant God of Israel and that he should not forsake his people. Third, he referred to the Lord as the one who dwells between the cherubim. Here, Hezekiah saw the great majesty of God. Surely the one who dwells between the cherubim would never allow the blasphemies of the Assyrians to go unpunished. Fourth, Hezekiah referred to God as, you are God, you alone. You see, here God is a simple title for our Lord, but perhaps it's the most powerful title. If he is God, then what can he not do? If he is God, then what is beyond his control? Hezekiah realized that the most fundamental fact of all theology is God is God and we are not. God is God and the Assyrians were not gods. Fifthly and finally, Hezekiah referred to the Lord as you who made heaven and earth. In recognizing the Lord God as creator, Hezekiah saw that the Lord had all power and all rights over every created thing. You know, we can almost feel the faith of Hezekiah rising as he prayed these words. At the end of it all, Hezekiah's prayer was gloriously answered. In one of the turning points of all human history, the armies of Assyria were almost completely destroyed in one night by an angel from God as they surrounded Jerusalem. Some people think that the angel sent a plague. Other people have different theories. Nevertheless, Hezekiah's prayer was answered, and it was largely answered because he knew who God was. And it reflected in the way that he addressed God in his prayer. So let me ask you this simple question. How well do you know the Lord? And how does your knowledge of him reflect itself in your prayers? Hey, here's the key. Make your life the pursuit of getting to know the Lord better and better. You can make a step further along that path today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.